and Japa throughout the ceremony.
Hare Krishna. Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Mayam. These birds, Angani Dosha Sakalan Yavishti Mantri, we have explained. Next verse is Adyaita Yatsuti Anadi Ananta Rupam. There are 36 verses in this record. We have chanted only 3 verses, 3 or 4. So, the next verse is Adyaita Yatsuti Anadi Ananta Rupam. Adhyam Purana Purusham Navajovanaj Vedesu Dullabhaya Dullabhayata Bhakto Govindamadi Purusham Tamahamaya. Krishna, he has got multi forms. We are also Krishna's forms. Vivinnas. There are two categories of forms, Krishna's. Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. Vishnu Tattva, a Krishna person, and Jiva Tattva, separated personalities. So the Jivas, they are also Krishna's forms. Vivinnas. They are called Vivinnas. So just imagine the living entities, innumerable forms there. That is conditioned living entities. Whatever we see within this material world, that is only a fragment part of all the living entities. The major portion of the living entity is there in the spiritual world. They are called Nitya Mukta, ever liberated. And we, in this material world, we are Nitya Baddha, ever conditioned. Besides that, Krishna has got Vishnu Tattva form, personal. Vishnu Tattva form means that one form is as powerful as the other form. In the Vivinnansa form, we are not as powerful as Krishna. But there are forms of Krishna who are as powerful as Krishna. Vipati Devahi Gatan Taramabhupit. Just like you take this candle and you light on another candle, but all these candles are of the same power. Although the original candle is there. Similarly, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and there are innumerable other forms of Godhead also. But they are as good as Krishna. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avishishyate. The potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so great that if another Godhead is expanded, both of them are of the same potency. Therefore it is Advaita. Achyuta. Achyuta means who never falls. Living entities, although they are forms of Krishna, they fall down. Just like our present position is fallen condition. We are in the matter. But the personal expansion, they never fall in the matter. Therefore, another name of God, Krishna is Achyuta. Achyuta means never falls. Advaita Achyuta Anadi. Our beginning is from God, but God has no beginning.
Anadi.
Advaita Vatsati Anadi. Ananta Rupam. Although the forms are many, millions and trillions.
Advaita Vatsati Anadi Ananta Rupam. Adyam Purana Purusham. Adyam, original.
Therefore, the oldest person, Krishna, God is the original person. Therefore, the oldest person is still Navajovanancha, but still he is always youthful. Vedesu Dullava. To search out Krishna by academic education, by mental speculation, by pursuits of different types of knowledge, is not possible.
Advaita Yatsuti Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navajovana
Vedesu Dullava. You cannot find out Krishna by simply academic education. Adurlava Atva Bhakto. But he is available from his devotee. Atva Bhakto. If you approach a devotee of Krishna, he can deliver you Krishna like anything. Here is Krishna, that Krishna is so nice. He becomes a doll in the hands of devotee. He agrees. Just like before Mother Yashoda. He was trembling. Mother Yashoda thought he became. So this is Krishna's merciful pastime, that he becomes very easily available to the devotees. Otherwise, it is very difficult to find out where is Krishna, how is Krishna. So our process is, therefore, to go through the devotees, not direct. Directly, one cannot understand what Krishna. Vedesu Dullava Adullava Atma Bhakto Govindamadi Purusham Tamam Bhaja. He was the Govinda, the original personality of God. That is a business. Now, tell me. Krishna, Krishna.
Let me demonstrate how to use the water. Right hand once, twice, three times. Again. Pass them on. Om Ajnana Jnanandasya Jnana Jnana Salakya Sakshur Unmiritam Jena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Apo Vitra Pavitrava Sarva Vastam Gato Api Va Ja Smaret Kundari Kaksam Sa Vanya Abhyam Param Suchi. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. Apo Vitra Pavitrava Sarva Vastam Gato Api Va Ja Maret Kundari Kaksam Sa Vaya Abhyam Param Suchi. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu.
Povitra, Povitrava, Sarva, Vastam, Gato, Api, Va, Ja, Marit, Pundari, Taksam, Sa, Vaya, Abhyam, Taram, Suchi, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu.
Thank you.
This prayer, this prayer of Pavitra, Pavitra, Savavattam, Gatovati, Vaja, Smarit, Pundari, Katsam, Sahaya, Abhyam, Dharam, Sati, means unpurified or purified, or even having passed through all situations. One who remembers the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead is cleansed without and within. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada warns us not to go near the banks of the Yamuna. If we at all want to remain enamored of our family attachments and of our friends and of our different worldly attachments, because by that bank of the Yamuna, Lord Krishna is there playing his flute so nicely, his heavenly blue-tinged body with its lotus garland. So Rupa Goswami Prabhupada is warning us, don't go near the Yamuna, because if you do, Krishna will steal your heart. So this, today, we were having a threefold transcendental event. Initiations into the Hare Krishna mantra, the Maha Mantra, and second initiations of Brahmanas into the Brahminical status of life, and to the renounced order of life, sannyas. These are the three different stages that we progress through in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, from Brahmachari and Brahmacharini and to Grihastha life, and then to a renounced order of life, sannyas. So, it's a question of renunciation. In the Hare Krishna mantra initiation, it is simply required that one give up one's material miseries and engage oneself happily and joyfully in the execution of duties and service to our spiritual master, chanting, dancing, and other ways of being happy, happily situated in transcendental life. There are four requirements, four principles of morality. Without these principles of morality, no man can be religious. These four principles must be followed. Otherwise, a man cannot call himself a religious person. He must not engage in any illicit sex gratification. Nothing, no sex relationships outside of marriage. And he must avoid intoxicants, including coffee, tea, or cigarettes. And he must not eat meat, fish, or eggs. And he must not gamble. If a man can successfully execute these regulated principles, then he can become a religious person. And it's very easy, because the principle of Krishna consciousness is positive renunciation. This is a very important point to understand. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one develops a higher taste, wherein he loses his propensity and attraction for these lower things. If someone says, oh, why don't you eat meat? We can answer, I don't care for it. Not that I'm not allowed to. No. That is negative renunciation. No, I don't care for it. Because everything I'm doing is in relationship to Krishna. Those things, I care for those things only. So, these regulative principles must be practiced. And if they're practiced nicely, and we're chanting 16 rounds, then in due course we come to the realization, Aham Brahmasmi, I am pure spirit soul. I am not this body. And I am not these bodily designations that so many people have foisted upon me, my family, my friends, my country, this, that. We should think, I am Krishna's. I am Krishna's. I am not Russian, I am not Hindu. I am simply Krishna's. This is beyond the impersonal conception. This is beyond knowing that I'm simply pure spirit soul. This knowing how to act. Everyone must act. This is made clear in the Bhagavad Gita that no man can refrain from activity. But the activity that we do, how we act, this is the important point of human life. Regarding renunciation, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada made it clear that to give up things in this material world that belong to God, to Krishna, even though they are material, is not full renunciation. Actually, it is simply an avoidance of our eternal position to Krishna, to give up those things and cast them aside, those things which belong to His Lordship. Rather, we should use everything in Krishna's service. Renunciation means to renounce sense gratification. That's all. Simply give up using things for my own personal sense gratification. A renegade servant in the material world, voting against the will of the Lord. It's said that one in the house of the master who starts imitating the master is called illusion. Illusion. So as long as we remain illusions, then we'll try to use what is Krishna's for ourselves and remain simply thieves, renegade servants from Krishna. So the idea is not to give up things. This society is not a society of renunciates. We are not asking new initiates to become inactive, to retreat from the material world. No. The Vaishnava is concerned with other fallen souls like himself. Because as he sees the light, he begins to understand his obligation. This philosophy, this Vaishnava philosophy, cannot be defeated. Nowhere can it be defeated. We can learn the philosophy very nicely and defeat everyone, but argument is not our purpose. Although we wish to convince everyone, simply chant Hare Krishna, to be happy. This is our persuasion that we want. We want to convince everyone. We don't care about arguing. Our philosophy cannot be beaten. That is not the point. We do not feel superior. Rather, we realize because we have this transcendental knowledge that we are everyone's servants, that our obligation is to give this information to everyone who does not have it. That is our obligation. Not that we sit in our temples and chant Hare Krishna for our own realization. This we can do. This we can do. That is something. But that is considered inferior to going out and preaching actively. So, those of you who are entering now into brahmachari and brahmacharini life, for certain, because now the connection is being established by our spiritual master. Heretofore, the connection was not definitely established. Now the contract is drawn and about to be signed, and it will never be broken by the Supreme Lord nor through the Prabhupada. It is our simple obligation to keep our end of the bargain and always to remember our obligation to the Supreme Lord and to Śrīla Prabhupāda, simply to engage in Krishna conscious activities, simply practice bhakti yoga and set by example for the whole world. So brahmachari, brahmacharini, this requires sense control. We should understand, we have to control these senses from engaging in nonsense activities. They can be controlled easily by chanting Hare Krishna and our other activities, but we must be conscious that we have to control these things. Formally and ideally, brahmacharis remained brahmacharis for some time until they were in their early 20s. And because they were able to remain brahmachari like that, they were very strong, very strong. And this assured that the firstborn would be a son. This was the practice. The brahmachari life was very strict, and there were very many restrictions on sense gratification. So, in this age, because we're not able to perform these activities, these austerities so nicely, It's been granted to us that we can become grihasthas. We can become married, and we can have children, raise them in Krishna consciousness. And then at a certain age, after our children are grown and everyone is provided for, then we can take sannyas. But the point to remember about all of these stages, actually, is that all of them are sannyas. Sannyas means to give up sense gratification. Simply to give it up for the higher taste of Krishna consciousness. To realize that my happiness can only be there if the Lord is happy. To be more concerned about Krishna's satisfaction than my own. More concerned about my spiritual master's satisfaction than my own. This is advancement. This is Krishna consciousness. So, simple renunciation will not suffice. When Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were having a discussion, Ramananda Roy suggested to give up the fruits of one's activities. Ramananda Roy rejected that proposal. Because there must be spiritual variegatedness. The impersonal conception is simply to give up all kinds of variety out of frustration and to start thinking that I can become God in lieu of service to God. But there are spiritual varieties that must be revealed through devotional service with the guidance of the pure devotee. So this spiritual variegatedness is revealed how? And Ramananda Roy proposed that one study and preach the Srimad Bhagavatam. This Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted as very important. So, our sannyasis, they are a little advanced. There are four different stages of sannyasi. But the second stage of sannyasi is Parabhadakacharya. This means to travel and to preach the glories of the Lord, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has exemplified, and as our spiritual master has exemplified. Simply travel and preach, depending on Krishna for all material arrangements. Not worrying much about my bodily care, not worrying much about foodstuffs, not worrying much about my shelter. Simply worrying about how to preach, mad after preaching, reaching as many people as possible, distributing literatures, traveling, distributing prasadam, so many things. This is Parvajakacharya. Because our sannyasa taking began there. And then there's Paramahansa stage. When one becomes a little advanced and purified by this process, you can take some disciples like that and help this family of the holy name grow all over the world. We must have spiritual children. In order to do that, we must be potent and pure. We must push on this movement purely so that our offspring, our spiritual children, will be strong and grow up and be better preachers and travel further than we. So, these different orders of life and spiritual ashrama are there. The different orders of sannyasa are there. But the main point to remember is, what is renunciation? Renunciation, one can have a nice family, nice wife, nice son, one can have a nice arrangement, but not to be attached. Non-attachment. That doesn't mean to ignore, not to meet one's duty or responsibilities, but not to be attached. To maintain the family members, to advance together in Krishna consciousness. But not for my own sense gratification. Not that I become, with advancement, more interested in family life and then try to fall down. Now, that is not the point. Our grihasthas will remain strong. Our sannyasis will remain strong. And our brahmacharis will be trained up for responsibilities. So, essentially, this renunciation involves controlling the mind, purifying the mind and senses. The mind is simply accepting or rejecting. We have to dovetail that process. Oh, I accept what is good for advancing in Krishna consciousness and I reject that which is not good for advancing in Krishna consciousness. So that's the way we will dovetail and purify our mind. And we will think and we will accept and reject in relationship to Krishna. Because the mind, according to the Bhagavad Gita, can be a source of bondage or liberation, depending on how we use that mind. And the mind's ego must be purified. Because the mind's ego is thinking, I am this body. By chanting, you realize, I am a devotee. I am serving Srila Prabhupada. I am serving Krishna. So there's direct service and indirect service. And the impersonalist and the yogi, they want to avoid direct service. After all, suppose you're a yogi, and you can achieve the highest professional yoga, that you can contradict the laws of material nature. This is a tremendous thing. This is very tempting. This is the final lording it over the material nature, but it is not devotional service. So we can avoid these processes. It's said that one who chants Hare Krishna nicely has passed the test of developing fruitive activities and a mental speculation, and he's also passed the yoga trials also. Excuse me. So these things are already included in taking initiation in the Hare Krishna mantra. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, standing here before you. Thus can I be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. Thus can I be seen directly, Krishna says. So this is the direct process. Direct process. Krishna and his name are identical. So directly, immediately we're contacting Krishna. Immediately we transfer to spiritual platform. Not that we chant Hare Krishna and atone for our past sins and then go about doing nonsense, but we keep chanting Hare Krishna. And we become purified. We become Goswami, master of the senses. Not Godasa, one who is controlled by the senses. We become Goswami. And that Goswami is the final stage of sannyas. That means one is perfectly controlled. He has no material desires whatsoever. If we have as much desire as for one little piece of candy, we will remain in this material world and come back again. So we must purify all our desires. Not destroy. Have desires for Krishna. In Krishna's name, for Krishna's sake, in Krishna's service. Not for my own first, but my own will come automatically by taking the prasadam, by taking the remnants, simply by serving Krishna first. So, we must remain non-attached. And that way we can become Goswami, controller of the senses, instead of controlled by the senses. In this world, the arrangement is now made that everyone is walking around the street. The senses are dragging their mind. The mind is dragging the intellect. And the intellect is dragging the whole body, and the intellect is dragging the spirit soul here, this way, that way, this way, that way. The whole thing is backwards. The senses control the mind controls the intelligence, and the intelligence, being misused, is dragging the spirit soul and his material body all over the universe, for seeking so much pleasure. But we must reverse that. Krishna consciousness begins from the platform of buddhi, intelligence. Krishna says in the 61st, verse of the second chapter, one who restrains his senses and fixes his consciousness upon me is known as a man of steady intelligence. So, by intelligence we can make advancement. What is the intelligent thing to do? Take shelter of the spiritual master and listen to the spiritual master. And then we can control our minds and our senses. And we can use the body as it is intended in Krishna's service. So in the Bhagavad Gita explains verses 4 and 7 through 7 in Karma Yoga. Not by merely abstaining from work can one achieve freedom from reaction, nor by renunciation alone can one attain perfection. All men are forced to act helplessly according to the impulses born of the mode's material nature. Therefore, nobody can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment. One who restrains the senses and organs of action, but whose mind dwells on sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. But on the other hand, he who controls the senses by the mind and engages his active organs in works of devotion without attachment is by far superior. So Arjuna posed a similar question that Maharaj Parikshit posed to Sukadeva Goswami. But how is it that we're going to stop this after we atone, that we go and commit some more sinful activities that is driven by impulse? What is this factor that is driving us on? And the answer is by association with the material modes. So therefore, the spiritual solution is to associate with the pure devotees. And in that way, one can conquer over these three modes of material nature. The principle of association is there, just like the crystal stone will reflect whatever is put in front of it so nicely. And it is said that if the husband is potent and the wife is healthy, there will be conception, there will be offspring. So, if the spiritual master is bona fide, and the disciple is bona fide, and there's sravanam kirtanam, there is chanting, and there's hearing, and there's receiving, and service, then, by that association, one can become purified. So non-attachment means to do everything on Krishna's behalf. It is a very, very simple formula that everyone can follow in this age. Simply by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, and by chanting Hare Krishna. This is the beginning of the process, and by reading other scriptures. and then following the spiritual master's orders. In the chapter 12 entitled Devotional Service, Arjuna asks Krishna, he inquires, of those who are properly engaged in your devotional service and those who are engaged by the impersonal Brahman, the unmanifested, which is considered to be more perfect? The Supreme Personality of Godhead answered that one who has fixed his mind upon my personal form, always engaged in devotional service with great and transcendental faith, is considered by me to be most perfect. A little later on, in that same chapter, in the ninth verse, Krishna says, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then engage yourself in the practice of bhakti yoga principles, and in that way you will develop a desire to attain to me. So we're all practicing the principles of bhakti yoga, and by practicing the principles of bhakti yoga, we become more Krishna conscious. We develop our love of God. In order to chant nicely, whether one is sannyas, grihastha, whatever his spiritual designation, one has to follow these, be careful to avoid the list of offenses. You have this list before you, and they should be paid very careful attention to throughout your spiritual life. The first one is blaspheming the Lord's devotee. Must be very careful. This may seem a very difficult one to commit, but must be very careful not to blaspheme the Lord's devotee and his disciples also. Srila Prabhupada's disciples should be treated with some respect because they're trying to do a very important job to bring Krishna consciousness back to the people on this earth planet. And they have simply forgotten Krishna. And our business is simply to remind them of Krishna by our appearance, by our deeds, words, actions, in every way. So a devotee should be cooperated with. He should not be blasphemed. And two, considering the Lord and the demigods on the same level, or to understand that there are many gods. Now there is one God. God is one. God is already God. There's no question of meditating and becoming God. He is already God. Simply a question of yoga, bhakti yoga, connecting with Him in devotion. The demigods are simply spirit souls like us that are delegated to control different aspects of the universe. Their power comes from Krishna. Just like the ocean is an extension of Varuna, Varuna's body. He's able, just like we go like this and we can feel, we know, he's able to do the same thing. Everything is so personal that we're so much impersonal. Everything is governed by intelligence. This intelligence means personality. How can we conclude otherwise? And the biggest personality, the supreme personality, is Krishna. So by serving Krishna, all his servants become pleased. It's not that the servant who lives in the house of the master lives like a pauper. No, the servant in the house of the master has nice clothing, has nice prasadam, he has nice arrangement for shelter. He's practically on the level of the master. Three, neglecting the orders of the spiritual master. Well, this is a foolhardy. One who's taking initiation must be very careful. He must already know in advance, but the only way he can make advancement is to follow the orders of the spiritual master. Four, minimizing the authority of the scriptures or Vedas. The spiritual master never deviates from the Vedas, because the Vedas are the absolute truth given by Krishna himself. So one can understand that if I do not understand the Veda or the scripture, it is because of my defect. It is that the scripture is already perfect. It is simply a question of my understanding. And in due time, what is in the scriptures will be revealed to me by practical devotional service. This is the way to think. Five, interpreting the holy name of God. There is no name, no reason to interpret. One can chant Hare Krishna without even knowing what the words mean and achieve benefit, so much benefit, without even knowing what Hare Krishna. The explanation is there. Hare, all of Krishna's energy, also addressing Radha, another name of Radha is Hara. So Hare, addressing Radharani, who's in charge of devotional service, because she can obtain the compassion of Krishna for us. So we say Hare, Krishna, Krishna, it's Krishna. Krishna and Krishna are identical. This is the perfection of our devotional service, to realize that Krishna and his name are the same. And Rama, another name for Krishna. Krishna has many names, and they're all covered in this one mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. All names and all pastimes are there, including Om. Everything is there. Six, to commit sins on the strength of chanting. This is a popular fad of the day. As you go and commit more sins after atoning, after confessing, after being shameful, and after realizing one's committed some nasty thing. But then they go ahead and do it again. The way to cure that is to destroy the desire seed for committing sinful activities. You understand it by chanting. Any other process of atonement or purification will not work because the desire will keep returning and a person will again do the same things over and over again unless that propensity is itself finished. The only way that can be finished is by this process of Bhakti Yoga, by chanting Hare Krishna and engaging in these principles. Then that whole propensity to commit sinful activities will be finished for good. There is no other way, no other process. 7. Instructing the glories of the Lord's name to the unfaithful. We do not care to argue with atheists. We do not care to argue with an intoxicated person. Rather, we will approach them and nicely ask them to say Hare Krishna. And if there is some resistance, we don't have to stay and argue and fight with them. The devotee sees that there are four different classifications of reality. Krishna, his devotees, the innocent, those who don't know about Krishna, and the atheist. And mostly he is preaching to the innocent person. And the atheist is also sought after. But in order for a person to make advancement, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, Jaghai Manha, they must give up their sinful activities. They must give up those intoxications and illicit sex gratification, those things which are required to make advancement. They must first become at least moral men. If they can do that, then they can be accepted into the family of the Holy Name. And everyone today is Jaghai Madha, so we are all certainly qualified to join this family. But we have to qualify ourselves by following some simple rules and regulations. 8. Comprising, or rather comparing the Holy Name with material piety. No amount of religious activity, no amount of impersonal prayer in a church or a mosque or a temple without the deity, no amount of these things will bring us to the point of love of God. If they're executed perfectly, we can come to the point of executing devotional service if we become perfect in our practice. But today, the first commandment of the Bible is, thou shalt not kill. In order to be a Christian, one has to follow the Ten Commandments. So who can follow that first commandment, thou shalt not kill? So many things, so many animals are being killed for the taste, for the palate. It is not required. Sure, we kill vegetables also. The point is that the vegetables and the fruits and the grains are allotted to us by Krishna for our eating and the milk from the cow. And there's no need to kill the cow to get the milk any more than to kill the tree to get an apple. But because of the palate, we do these things. We commit these sinful activities and then we wonder why there is Vietnam, why there is earthquake, why there is this kind of reaction, why there is that kind of reaction. We must give up our attachment. We must raise our taste to the spiritual platform by engaging in this higher taste of Krishna consciousness. As young people, it devolves upon us to do this thing because the older we get, the more conditioned we get. Now is the time in the human form of life, as stated by the Vedanta Sutra, now is the time while we're young to understand with our intelligence what is this movement and to join and to push on it. So, Krishna consciousness is a postgraduate study of religion. It includes all the goals of religion. One who understands the purpose of the Veda engages in this Krishna consciousness. 9. To become inattentive while chanting the Holy Name. Savanam, Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. One has to hear nicely, and if he hears nicely, then he can speak nicely. But we must practice hearing. So much time. There's so many times this chanting, it's not so nice, it's slurred, it's unclear. No, we're not trying to be fast. We want to hear, and we should worship the Holy Name when we utter it. We should worship the Holy Name. So we should be attentive, because it's Krishna, the Supreme Person we're addressing, no one less. So we should be conscious of that Holy Name on our lips, and hear as carefully as we can. 10. Attachment to material things in spite of chanting the Holy Name. With a little advancement, we're expected not to keep making mistakes. But if a person falls down when chanting the Holy Name, what is the process of rectification?
No purificatory processes there. No special rituals. No return to the Vedas like that. Simply continuing once again, chanting nicely. That is the way that we can rectify ourselves. But we should avoid all fall downs. We should realize that eating, sleeping, and mating and defending are the demands of the body and not the soul. The soul does not require to eat, sleep, mate, and defense. Therefore, we must minimize these things by taking prasadam and controlling our senses and so on. So if we're able to understand the basic principle of this philosophy, there's no question of continuing to be attached to our material miseries. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Just repeat each prayer after me. Bande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishna Ramcha Shri Rupam Swagra Jatam Bhagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajeva Sad Vetam Sad Vadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padan Bhagana Lalita Sri Kishaka Nitamstra Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pratyaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devo Gurvani Vacharane Nivesesa Sanyavari Paskata Desitarane Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namane Sri Varsha Vanadi Devi Dahi Itaya Kripa Daye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhube Namaha Madhurya Ujala Premadhyā Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gora Karuna Shakti Vigra Haya Namo Asuche Namaste Gora Bani Sri Mataye Jina Sarne Rupa Anuga Virudha Apa Siddhanta Danta Harane Namo Gora Kishwaraya Saksha Varagya Mataye Vipra Lamba Lamba Rasam Bode Padam Pujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachida Ananda Namane Gora Sakti Svaru Paya Rupa Anuga Vara Yate Gora Virbhava Bhume Stam
Nirdeshta, Sajana, Kriya, Vaishnava, Sarva, Bhuma, Shri, Jaga, Nataya, Te, Namaha, Namo, Vansha, Kalpa, Saru, Vascha, Kripa, Sindhu, Vaye, Vacha, Pati, Tanam, Pava, Nebhyo, Vaishnave, Vriyo, Namo, Namaha, Namo, Maha, Varanaya, Krishna, Prema, Pradayate, Krishnaya, Krishna, Chaitanya, Namane, Gaurav, Vishe, Namaha, Pancha, Tattva, Atmakam, Krishnam, Bhakta, Rupa, Svaru, Svakam, Bhakta, Avataram, Bhakta, Tayam, Namami, Bhakta, Saktikam. He, Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dena, Bandhu, Jagat, Pate, Gopisha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namo, Astute. Jayatam, Surato, Pangam, Mama, Manda, Mate, Grati, Mat, Sarvava, Sva, Padam, Vajo, Radha, Madhana, Mohano, Divjad, Vrinda, Ranya, Kalpa, Srimadaha, Srimad, Ratna, Gara, Simha, Sansto, Sri Sri, Radha, Srila, Govinda, Devo, Prista, Dibhi, Sevya, Mano, Smarami, Sriman, Ratsa, Rasta, Ramvi, Vansi, Vatata, Sihan, Shitan, Karshan, Venum, Panai, Gopi, Gopi, Nata, Sriye, Hatu, Na, Tapta, Kanchana, Gorange, Radhe, Vrinda, Vane, Svari, Krishna, Banu, Sute, Devi, Pranam, Ami, Hari, Priye, Hare Krishna.
Please accept the beads with your right hand. Hare Krishna.
Come on.
Narayan Das. You know the rules and regulations. That's true. Hare Krishna, come on. This did it for us? Pampadas. Pampa is the sacred river. Flow with Krishna consciousness. Thanks. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram Ram, Ram Ram. Madhupuri. Madhupuri is Mathura, Krishna's birthplace. So, we have to serve Mathura, and be associated with Radhana. Right. You know the rules and regulations? What are those? No gambling. She's not married. Varanasi Das. Varanasi is separate conjunction of two rivers, Baruni and Osi. Baruni is Ganges and Osi. So a combination of two separate rivers flowing from the lotus toe of Krishna. Prayag. Prayag Dasi. Prayag is the chief holy place in India where we held our, there is Elhavar, there is Prayag. Another name is Prayag. There is real name is Prayag. Tisara, the king of pilgrims. Come on. You know the rules and regulations? long, long, long days. Next. Gone. Long, 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 long days. Long days. Long, long, long days. Sitaram, Raghupati Raghavas, Lord Ramchandra, husband of Sita, you are servant of Sita, very high position. Come on, please. You know the rules and regulations. Next. Krishna, Krishna, Ram, 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 Ram. Pushpavan is the name of Cupid. He threw the arrow of flower. And Krishna is the supreme Cupid. You know the rules and regulations? There is a separate lake in India, Pushkar, Tirtha. Pushkar, Tirtha. So, anyone who takes bath in that lake, he becomes a devotee. So, you try to bring all people of the world to take bath in Pushkar. Down, down, down. From tapasya, we have to perform severe austerity. Without severe austerity, nobody can achieve Krishna. Kritapanna punya, after many, many births, quiet activity and austerity, one can understand Krishna. Manushyanam sahasri supasthita-siddhani yata-tāma-vijjāna vijjāna. Those are the 10 perfections. Out of many of them, one can understand. So, by Lord Chaitanya's grace, we are distributing freely the thing, Krishna. Krishna Prema Pradayate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know the rules and regulations? Can you come? Open. We take this and first of all take this and then take it. Stand up. This time. Where is the mantra? Chant this mantra. Itam.
Itam.
Samasthaya
Samasthaya
Paratmanishtam
Paratmanishtam
Upasitam
Upasitam
Purva
Purva
Tamair
Tamair
Maha
Maha
Purva Tamair
Purva Tamair
Mahadghi
Mahadghi
Aham
Aham
Tarishyami,
Tarishyami,
Duranta,
Duranta,
Param,
Param,
Tamo,
Tamo,
Mukundam,
Mukundam,
Angri,
Angri,
Nisheva, Nisheva Eva,
Nisheva Eva,
Itan Samasthaya, Paratmanishtha. This bhav, today you are taking sannyas. So, keeping oneself steady and fixed up in this position, itan samarthaya, paratma nishtha, paratma, the Supreme Lord, jiva, living entities are atma, and Krishna is paratma, paramatma or paratma. So paratma nishtha, to serve Krishna. So taking sannyas from this day, my vow to serve Krishna is more fixed up, steady. Upasitam purvatamai mahadbhi. This practice, this process was accepted by my previous acharya. Your spiritual master, his spiritual master, his spiritual master. They all accepted this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted at the age of 24 years. Therefore, it is not a new introduction. Purvatamai. Purvatamai means previous acharya. They accepted it. Sannyasa ashram. That is Vedic civilization. Everyone has to accept sannyasa ashram at a certain period, generally at the end. But one who is advanced, he can take sannyas even at young age, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Ramanujaja took sannyas very young age. My Guru Maharaj, they took sannyas at very young age. So it is not that only old men should take sannyas, but there are many instances. Why? Paratmanistha. Itang samasthaya aham parishyami. I shall cross over. Parishyami means cross over. Duranta param, which is very difficult to overcome. Tamo, this darkness, this material world is dark. tamasi ma jyotirgama. Meri injunction is don't remain in this darkness. Go the other side, jyoti, where there is. Natad bhasayati surya. There is another nature where there is no need of sun, no need of moon, no need of electricity. Where jyoti, jyoti means effulgent, light, only light. So, we have to cross over this ocean of darkness and reach the jyoti dham, jyoti my dham, brahma jyoti. Tamo mukundanghi. How it will be possible? Mukunda. Mukunda means, muk means mukti or liberation. So one who gives liberation and gives ananda, unless one is liberated, one cannot understand what is ananda or pleasure. Here in the material world, we are trying to be happy by false pleasure. The actual pleasure, Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. When we serve Krishna, mukundangri, angri means lotus feet, leg. When we appoint ourselves, engage ourselves in the service of the lotus feet, a mukunda who can deliver liberation and transcendental bliss, tamo mukundangi nishivaiva. Only by serving him I shall be able. This mantra you shall take copy. Also, Krishnananda Maharaj, you can read this portion and No, only that was. Our, this danda, there are four sticks. One stick is representing the tube of soul. Another stick is representing body. Another stick is mind. Another stage, speech, kaya mana bhakya. So the jiva engages himself with his body, mind and words for speaking. So there is another six of sannyasi, mayavad sannyasi, they take one stage, eka. Shiva Sam? What is that? Shiva Sam? Thank you. Ekadandi sannyasi, Mahamadi sannyasi, they think that accepting sannyas, they become one with Narayan or the Supreme Lord. But our process is different. So our process is that we give up everything material and simply engage ourselves in Krishna service with body, mind, speeches, energy and soul. This is the difference. So we should not mix up this ekadandi sannyasi and tridandi sannyasi. So, we'll get a copy of this. So, from this day, your only business is to preach and collect alms for Krishna. Give me that mango. So, I'll give you a first one. And where is your giving the flower? God. What is that? Chant Govinda Mahadev. Oh,